Right, welcome to this class on learning the guitar. First of all, you'll need a guitar, and I'd recommend a guitar that costs at least $100 or $150. Fender makes some good entry-level guitars. If you're going to buy a new guitar, the thing that you really want to look for is the neck. And how you look at the neck is you look from the back, and you look straight down the neck, and what you're going to see often is that the neck is pulled up a little bit, and the higher that neck is pulled up, the harder it is to press your fingers down. Now, you can still get a guitar that has the neck pulled up a little bit, but you'll have to adjust it if possible, and the way you adjust it is you take this little cover off, there's some screws holding it, and then there's like a little slot for an Allen wrench. And you put that Allen wrench into that slot, and then you crank it clockwise to make it tight. And there's a bar that goes through the whole neck, and that will push the bar down a little bit. If you can't tighten the neck, it means someone has already tightened it as much as it can go, and there's not much you can do. So you need a guitar that at least has a straight neck. But if you're going to get a new one, probably $150, $200, this is a Taylor, and that's a really nice guitar, but these run about $600, $700, $800. I have a Yamaha as well. It probably runs about $300, $350. It's hard, you know, if you get a really, really cheap one, and it doesn't play well, and it doesn't hold a tune, doesn't hold its tuning. It can be really frustrating trying to learn how to get a guitar when it doesn't work well. So if you can't do that, perhaps just to get started, borrow one from somebody that has a guitar. So what we're going to do in this course, we're going to learn a lot of different things. We're going to learn some chords. Songs are built with chords. We're going to start with some simple chords, and those build songs. We'll be learning these different chords, and these chords go together in songs. Next, we'll be learning how to strum. There's different ways of strumming. You can just do a this is the day, this is the day, or up and down, this is the day, this is the day. So there are a lot of different ways that you can strum. The guitar is really kind of a rhythm instrument. It's kind of a drum. So a lot of the coolness of a guitar is not just the notes, it's really the strumming. And then we're going to learn to pick. Picking is just, it's like strumming, but you're just using your fingers. It has a pleasant sound, and all you'll be doing is learning a certain pattern that you can use on each chord. And then we're going to learn some fun things that you can do with chords. Here's a basic chord, it's a D, but then we'll learn if we lift this finger, it has this sound. If we put another finger down, it has this sound. And so it's got some cool qualities. And we'll go through some of the chords, different chords, and different chords have their different fun characteristics. And then finally, we'll learn just a couple. They're called shapes or chord shapes, and you learn one fingering. So this is an E chord. But if I learn just this one fingering and I slide it up and down the neck, I can get different chords. So I'm learning only one fingering, but I get Amazing Grace. So I get several different chords out of one fingering. So that's basically the intro, and let's go to the next video on how to tune.